I'm here with Tracy Bateman, who's the author of the upcoming novel, Thirsty. Tracy, it's wonderful to be with you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Tracy, can you introduce us to Nina, the flawed heroine in Thirsty, and describe her journey for us?
I see Nina more as scarred and broken than flawed. I think when you talk about a flawed character, you're sort of talking about someone who did it to themselves. But Nina's scarred and she's broken. And when she was a kid, she was raised by an alcoholic dad, and she's just like, you know, kids of alcoholics, she's just not going to go that way. And so she turns out 17 years after she leaves home, and she's in exactly that place. And she's lost everything to her alcoholism. She's lost the man she loves. She's lost her kids. She's lost her career. And so she's kind of starting back at ground zero, back home where she swore she'd never go. And it's not so much to rebuild as it is that she just didn't have any place else to go. And so she goes back to her hometown, and she's sort of forced to face her past, face her demons, face who she is. And in the process, she meets Marcus, who is our vampire. And Marcus is sort of everything that she's wanted, somebody who's like, you know, he seems to be loving her unconditionally. He's crazy about her. And in the process of all of this going on, the town is experiencing murders. And, you know, Nina's having to face her fear. And it's just all metaphoric. And it's about weakness turning into strength, because she's a very weak character in the beginning. And she has to learn how to be strong, which is, you know, metaphorically and parallel, it's when we first come to Jesus, we're very weak, and we learn to grow in Him and become strong. And those are the themes in the book without it being preachy.
Now, can you share with us how Thirsty is a novel that deals with the gap between obsession and love?
Well, there again, we have Marcus, this vampire who, you know, is obsessed with her, and he's addicted to her. You know, so there we draw the parallel between her alcoholism and the vampire again. Obsession is just very selfish. It's like addiction. It's all you focus on is the object of your desire. Love is so, in contrast, is so sacrificial and willing to think about the other person in terms of what can I do for you, even if it means letting you go. And so we have these two men, one who's obsessed with her and one who's in love with her and willing to let her go until she gets her act together. So that's how we sort of bridge the gap between the vampire's need to possess her and her ex-husband's need to let her go. Because sometimes you can't tell the difference between love and obsession, you know. And right now Nina's sort of feeling that comfort of being the object of anybody's desire. So she's going to have to learn the difference. Her journey, again, with this is that she's got to learn the difference between obsession and love if she's going to survive what's coming up in Abbey Hills.
You know, it's interesting how is Thirsty different from some of the other popular vampire fiction that is out today?
Most vampire fiction really glorifies the vampire as some kind of superhero, especially right now. There's a lot of it. And but in this, and bringing a vampire novel into the Christian market is risky, because people want that sort of heroic vampire. But right now, Thirsty's portraying a vampire as a melting sort of human weakness and monstrous evil. He's an enemy to be overcome, even though she doesn't realize that he's her enemy. She doesn't realize it, and really the reader probably won't for a while in the book either. Marcus, my vampire, he's a vampire first by genetics and second by choice. So that's where we're drawing the parallel between alcoholism and addiction. I have the opportunity in this book to show Marcus's descent into alcoholism to make him a sympathetic character in some ways. But by and large, he's an evil to be overcome. He's not a superhero. And by the end of the story, the reader will not be rooting for him to get the heroine's heart. So that's a lot of the difference between what's sort of out there today. And drawing it into the CBA is a real challenge, because when you love vampire fiction and you love vampire novels, you want to stick with what's familiar and what's comfortable, and yet you know that you have a responsibility to also reach your core readership of the CBA, who you know, expect and should expect those godly, those principles to be in there, the Christian themes to be in there between good and evil, and good has to win and evil has to be clear. And so by the end of the book, it has to be clear what it is. So it was a real challenge, but that's where it lies. You know, therein lies the difference between, you know, a sort of an erotic vampire thriller for a regular, you know, readership and bringing it into the CBA. So,
and what kind of reader do you foresee loving this book?
Well, I love it. I'm a reader. Anybody who likes sort of the vampire fiction that's out there right now, like the Twilight series is so hot, and I really loved the series too, but as a grown woman, I'm in my 30s, and you know, I wanted something that was just a little more mature in terms of, you know, their struggles and their issues, and it's a teenager book. So I think any of the moms that picked up Twilight from their daughter's bookshelf and read it and thought, man, this is great, but, you know, I'd like something a little deeper. I think any of those ladies are going to love it. And, you know, anybody who's into the supernatural thrillers and supernatural, so there's a readership here for men too, because it is, you know, it is, it's got some CSI elements, it's got the supernatural Ted Decker-ish stuff in it, it's, you know, it's there for the guys too, but then it's also got that romance element that are going to draw the women into the women's story. And also, you know, and one of the things that I want to make clear, you know, as we proceed with marketing, is that the church is dealing with a lot of addiction, and it's not really being addressed, alcoholism. And I don't want to preach it. I just want to write a good story about it and open up the doors. You know, there's a lot of alcoholism. There's women who are addicted to pills who get, you know, pain pills, and they're addicted to pills. And, you know, that's, you know, at the core, that's what this book is, that there is freedom from those issues that, you know, so many Christians are facing and are hiding from, because they don't think that, you know, they feel like they're so alone. And, you know, by and large, that's where, you know, that's where I'd like to take this, you know, in some way. And of course, the story is, you know, is the main thing, and the entertainment value is the main thing. And, you know, and it's a fun, you know, romance-y, you know, blood-sucking book. But, you know, at its core, the themes are also very deep and dominant, and anybody who's dealing with those issues will see that. And so I'd like to somehow bring that into the forefront, you know, as we go forward, if that's possible.
Tracy Bateman, author of the upcoming novel Thirsty, thanks so much for your time today. Wonderful to connect with you.